Welcome. It's a little weird coming from that side. I was late this morning, so came up the other way. We have a few announcements this morning before we get started. We have our missionaries, the Weens, Jim, with a couple of his children coming next week. They'll be here Friday through Sunday. There will be a love offering for them on Sunday. There will be envelopes out by the offering box if you'd like to leave an offering for them. You can write a note on the outside of the envelope. That way we know what that will be for. And also, if you'd like to have a meal with them anytime while they're here, that would be great if you would want to talk to Pastor Jim about that, about arranging some time to take them out or spend some time with them. We need Sunday school teachers for our 4, 5s, and kindergarten class that will start this week. We have someone covering part of the time for that Sunday school class. So if you'd like to help out in that Sunday school class, you can talk to me or Mark Kettlehut to get some more information on that. If you are a college student or you have a college student going to school this year, please talk to April Haig by September 2nd. That way we can get some information in our bulletin and on our prayer list about them. We have a couple things coming up for Club Rock. We have a carnival coming up for all of the students and their families to come to. That'll be on September 15th, and that'll start at 5:30 p.m. There'll be hot dogs and snacks. There'll also be games. We also will need volunteers for that. So if you'd like to help out with the carnival, please let me know. Club Rock is starting on September 22nd. And we do need quite a few volunteers for Club Rock this year. Last year we had over 60 kids signed up for Club Rock, about low 50s coming every week. And we are losing some of our volunteers that we had last year. So we are in need of a lot of help this year. So if you would be willing to help out with Club Rock this year, please let me know. There's a sign-up sheet in the foyer. That way we can continue to serve the people that we have in our community. And Heidi has some announcements about fellowship time.
I think Mark did.
Later? Okay. Okay, I thought Mark Kettlehut would be up here with me, but I guess he's going to talk later. Couple things about fellowship time. We all love to eat, and so everybody knows a lot about fellowship time. Just want to remind people that we welcome donations of baked goods. Cookies are a little bit easier just in case there's leftovers. We freeze them or we put them in the refrigerator, and they don't crumble quite as much for the little kids, and the maintenance people here appreciate that so that there's not as many crumbs on the floor. Creamers, we are always asking you to bring them if you want to bring your favorite creamers, because we like having those creamers. So bring them if you like a creamer. The other thing is that we've kind of gotten out of this habit, but there's a long table in the on the south side of this room, the fellowship room, and the primary department kids are supposed to go back there to eat their snack. And I always try to provide something fun for them back there, not just always box stuff. But they go back there, and we ask that the parents help serve so that the teachers can get ready for their classes. So if you have a primary student, the reason that they do that is so that they can get their snack and get to their opening time in time rather than going through the line and waiting for other people. So if you have a primary kid, take them back to that table. There's always snacks and water back there ready for them. And if you're a parent of a primary, please sign up to or talk to Mark or maybe Derek about helping to serve those kids, because we really do need your help. There's plenty going on in the kitchen, and we have a lot going on there. So if you all can help in that way, that'd be great. Thanks so much, and thank you to, I'm going to say especially Verna and Sherry Van Zee. They are so good about bringing something nearly every single week. So thank them for the goodies that they bring. We really appreciate that. So thanks so much.
Coming up on our calendar, we have a few things that I want to point out. We have our picnic for the promotion Sunday after service today. That'll be at 12 p.m. There will be a little bit adjusted Sunday school time. So if you're a Sunday school teacher or you are in Sunday school, please take note of that as we go forward. We have youth group tonight. We're going to be in Joshua chapter 5. We have some games. We have a Bible lesson and some worship. Come join us for that. We have a young adult Bible study every Monday. That'll be at 8 p.m. at Kelly and I's house. And then we have our missionaries coming September 5th. We have a combined elder and deacon meeting Thursday, September 9th. We have a staff meeting for Club Rock, so any volunteers who want to help out with Club Rock will meet after Sunday school on September 12th, and then there will be a CE board meeting on September 14th. Are there any other announcements this morning? All right. The call to worship is Psalm 32, verses 1, 2, and 5. Blessed is the one whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man against whom the Lord counts no iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no deceit. I acknowledge my sin to you, and I did not cover my iniquity. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
And we want to welcome each one of you to our worship service. I ask you to take your hymn books or look up on the screen. We're going to sing number 338, At Calvary. Number 338. I'll ask you to stand with me, please.
Years I spent in vanity and pride, caring not my Lord was crucified. Knowing not it was for me he died on Calvary. Mercy there was great and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burdened soul found liberty. At Calvary, by God's word at last my sin I learned. Then I trembled at the law I'd spurned, till my guilty soul imploring turned to Calvary. Mercy there was great and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burdened soul found liberty at Calvary. Now I've given to Jesus everything. Now I gladly own him as my King. Now my raptured soul can only sing of Calvary. Mercy there was great and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burdened soul found liberty at Calvary. Oh, the love that drew salvation's plan, the grace that brought it down to man. Oh, the mighty gulf that God did span. Calvary. Mercy there was great and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burdened soul found liberty at Calvary.
Very good singing. Greet one another and let them know you're glad that they're here today. Well, this is our opportunity for bring our prayer and praises before the congregation. Just a couple of things. One to just again highlight on the announcements. We will have Jim Ween and two of his children with him. They're coming in Friday. We have housing for them, but if you would like to have them for a meal or to bring them a meal, they're going to be staying at one of the Sandus' apartments. Hopefully, right? Yes. If you would contact myself or my wife about bringing meals or bringing them there, they will be with us Sunday morning. They were going to be doing the time after church, knowing that we don't generally have Sunday school. A couple of the elders are going to work with the children during that time, but I know, one, the Weens are part of our, the first Sunday of the month, the Sunday school offering is collected for them, and the children, the two, I say children, one's going to be staying here in the States to finish out high school. They'll be doing some musical presentations and such, so they may be a part of our service, but also during that, what we would normally call the Sunday school time. And then they're going to leave after lunch, so if anyone would like to take them out to lunch, they have a church in North Dakota that they need to get to. So that's, again, their time here in the States is packed. Mostly was to bring their oldest to get established and settled in for high school. Also, prayer request that from a former pastor, John and Frieda Rasko. John has had, even while he was here, has had some significant health issues, and looking like Frieda was asking about palliative or hospice care. So just remember John and Frieda. John's heart has, he's always had some issues, and it's getting worse and worse. And so we need to pray for both John and Frieda. Are there any other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, June. June's request is for her brother Randy and wife. Randy's been diagnosed with something that they've given him 5 years or less to live. So they've made a move to Austin to be closer to their daughter. And we'll be praying for God to work in their lives and how that adjustment, but also for the time that he has. Any other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, John. So we are thankful and grateful for the rain that we received. I know some down over by Sioux Falls got quite a bit more, as well as the tornado and straight-line winds. So praying for those dealing with the severe weather, but also another hurricane coming in towards the Louisiana-Mississippi area, and then the unrest going on in Afghanistan and the turmoil there, as well as for the church. That is the house churches there. Any other requests? Yeah, Paula.
Grace is 36 weeks, but she has another little complication that's come up that they are watching very close. And if, as long as the baby's active as it is, but she gets an ultrasound every week. And, just that the situation will be, the baby will be healthy and such. And they caught it early so they can monitor it. It's a little more stressful, and she possibly will deliver early. And she said, I got a lot of work to get done to be ready to be on maternity.
So Grace is at 36 weeks? Ish. So Grace May, one of our missionaries that we support that works with navigators at KU, is around 36 weeks, and she's had some complications throughout the pregnancy, health-wise, and one more has cropped up. She is receiving an ultrasound each week, and there is a real strong possibility that she will be delivering the baby early, so trying to get all the work that she needs to have done and get things established, especially as school has started and all those things that go with being involved in campus ministry. But so we'll pray for Grace and for Stephen during this time. Any other requests or praises? Yeah, Heidi. So the request, the fires in California have gotten very close to where Heidi's mom is at, and fortunately they are contained, but California is facing a drought just like we are, and significant heat, significant opportunity for fires to start. And so we'll pray for those that are both on the front line, but also for those that have had their lives affected and property affected as well. Any other prayer requests or praises? Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for this new day, for the new week ahead. As we reflect and as sang that our greatest burden and need of our sin has been taken care of it at the cross, and through your Son's death and his resurrection, he has proclaimed power over death and hell, and he has provided us new life. And it is the drawing work of your Spirit that tugs on our heart, that lets us know that there is a path that is open to the Father. We are grateful that we can come before you as your children. And you tell us that you hear us, that you walk with us each step of the way, as Jesus promised us that he would never leave us nor forsake us. And we read in Acts 2 that the Holy Spirit has been given to us to indwell us forever and has connected us to the vine and connects us to the Father. And Father, there's sometimes as we look around our world, it is a struggle to know how to pray. And your Holy Spirit knows the will of the Father and knows us and prays when we don't know what the words to say. Father, we lift up our world to you. There are so many things that we are more aware of than in the past because of our technology. We pray for those in Afghanistan, both the soldiers that are in harm's way, those that are being activated to help with relocation of not only our own citizens, but the citizens of Afghanistan. And Father, we pray for those families that have lost Marines and the Navy corpsmen and others that have lost their lives in just the attack this week. Father, we see evil on display, and it is easy to become overwhelmed. We thank you for Jesus' promise that in this world we will have trouble, but take heart, Jesus has overcome the world. And Father, I pray for those families that are dealing with the loss of their loved one, for those that are still on mission, that you would give them safety, give them wisdom. And Father, that reminds us to pray for our elected leaders, that you would work in their lives and help them to seek first your kingdom and your righteousness, to seek first your wisdom. Father, we pray for the Afghan church, and we know that in a culture that desires to wipe out the church. And we have it so easy at times here that we just do not fully understand what persecution really is. I pray that you would help those believers to stay strong, that you would, if their life is called to be given for the kingdom, that you would give them the words to say and the courage to stand up, and that we would do all that we can to be able to pray for them, that in their persecution, that the word of God would go forth. Father, we also pray for the needs of our community here. We lift up June's brother Randy and the stage of life that he is in. Father, we pray that you, as the great physician, would work in his body, and for the time he has left, would understand that before any of our days began, you had written the beginning and the end of our days, and that he would be able to have quality time with his family. We just pray for all the transition of moving and being close to their daughter, and that you would provide peace and comfort as only you can. Father, we lift up Pastor John and Frida Rasko to you, as John's health issues have gotten even more significant. I pray for Frida that you would give her wisdom. For John, that you would bring him comfort and peace. Father, we are grateful for the time that he spent here as your faithful servant and labored among us, in the many places that he served as pastor and as teacher. Father, that he would stay faithful to the end, and that you would, as you've promised, walk with him daily. And Father, we pray that whatever his time on earth is left, that he would finish this race well. And Father, I pray for Frida that you would give her comfort and wisdom in decisions that need to be made, and for the family as well. Father, we pray for Grace and for Stephen and for the health of this baby, that you would continue to watch over both and help Grace to finish up what she needs to, and for the days ahead, that you would preserve both, and that a healthy baby would be brought into this world, that you would watch over Grace's health at this time. Father, we also pray for those out in California dealing with the drought, as the same similar issues of our drought, but much more significant there with the fires. Father, we ask that you would help those that are on the front line trying to fight these fires. We pray for rain for that area and for the heat to recede, but for those that have lost property and for those that have families that have lost lives, we just pray that you would be an ever-present help. And for our own state, for the drought, we do thank you for the rain that came our way. And we always know that you know our needs. Father, we lift up those down by Sioux Falls and Lenox, Harrisburg, that dealt with the straight line winds and the tornado, that you would help them in the cleanup of today. And give wisdom for those, especially think of the Lenox school that got hit by the tornado, and what to do with school. All those things that come with the severe weather, we pray that you would be with those farmers that have dealt with their crops being lost overnight. And for us, help us to always remember that you do provide. We pray for the Weens family as they travel. Give them safety as they get ready to come our direction. We pray for the Hamiltons as Jeremy works with InterVarsity and school starting up. And that during our service, we would sense your presence, and that you would open our hearts and minds to your word. In Jesus' name, amen.
Out there, it just makes you want to just thank the Lord for the not humid weather, and to just rejoice in the fact that we get to come and worship Him this morning. So if you'd stand this morning with me, come sing with me, come praise the Lord with us.
You alone. ready to sing this last song?
Father, we do thank you so much for your word, and we thank you for communicating your truth to us. We thank you for the freedom that we have to possess it, to study it, to read it. It is my prayer now that we do approach this time with open hearts, open ears, open minds, that we would receive your word, that its truth would be clear to us, that we would think about what your word has to say, how it applies to our lives. And as we sang the verse about the blood of martyrs. Also mindful of the fact that that's not only something that happened in ancient times. There are people still today who lose their lives because of their faith in you. And we pray for courage and strength and boldness for believers in areas of the world where they are putting their lives at risk to follow you. We thank you for your Son, Jesus, for his love for us. It's in his name we pray. Amen.